As we gather here on Good Shepherd Sunday, can anyone, but I'm really asking the First Communion students, these young women and young men, can anyone tell me what a shepherd is? Okay, a person who takes care of sheep. Exactly. What do they do? What does a shepherd do? Takes care of the sheep, but how do they do that? Gotcha. If the sheep get out, they take this cane, which we call like a staff, has a hook on the top, and they can bring them in. Why do you think that if the sheep get out, that the shepherd wants to bring them back? Why would you do that? To keep them safe. Why else? Anybody? All of that is true. I have one more question. Can any of you tell me what the greatest commandment is? The greatest commandment. To put God first. And we heard it in our scripture today. To love. It's the greatest commandment. Is to love. We heard in that first reading that Peter and the other disciples cured someone who could not walk. And they did that out of love. They said, well, if you're going to judge us, go ahead and judge. Because out of love, we have healed this person. The letter of John said, we are God's children now. Not later. Not when we all go to heaven. But we are God's children now. Because God, in God's wisdom, and God in God's heart, loves us. That's why he says, we are God's children now. And that's why we celebrate First Communion on this Good Shepherd Sunday. That Jesus is the Good Shepherd for all of us. The one who leads us into greener and greener pasture. The Good Shepherd only wants what is good for us. And we are called to love. And if we are loving, we can't go wrong. Because love only embraces, love only wants what's best for the other. And for you, our First Communion, young women, young men, you will receive great love today in the bread that is broken, cup that is poured, body and blood, because of love. And so, my sisters and brothers, as we gather here today to, yes, celebrate First Communion, let us be mindful of God's love that surrounds us, that we have in our heart, in our minds, in our power to heal, to raise up, to bring peace to our world. And that's because of him. who is the good shepherd, leading us and guiding us to greener pastures.